soda.
Okay, well, besides soda, what else do you put in there? It comes in a little packet. Comes in a little packet. Put in there to make it rise.
Base is high to make it rise.
Okay, what's something else you might use?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do. It's something you use all the time, I'm sure.
To make salt.
It's dry, kind of granulated. Comes in just a little packet.
You've got me there.
I bet you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Talking about yeast.
Many rolls have I made. Yeah, we used to make the grind. I used to make rolls all the time.
Have you ever called it anything besides yeast? Or do you remember anybody else calling it anything else?
Sankey. No, that would
have been
something different. That's something out of it. Because I used Sankey in my culture.
Now,
the yeast is why I didn't think about that. But I used to make up a big bowl of the flour and ginger and yeast cake and all, and then work it out here, put it in a bowl, cover it up, and then when I got ready to, maybe if I made up anything for my supper, my dinner, I'd pinch off a piece of it and make it up. Let it have 6-2 hours to rise enough to put in bacon. They were good too.
Now, what are the two parts of the egg? Like one of them's white and the other's what?
Two parts of what?
Of an egg?
One is white.
Okay, well, inside the egg though, there's the white and what's the inside part?
Yellow.
Okay. Call it yellow. Okay. And and if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them then?
Boiling.
Okay. What do you call them though? What do you call them?
Poached egg.
Okay. And how do you fix those?
Well, you got, I have a little small pan about that big around. Got a lid on it. Who's that thing up there too? That's got that little fire inside there. You put some water, in the little boiler, but not enough for it to boil over. And put the water in the bottom of it, and then take the pan. It's got a little pan. With a hand. And then you break the, I always break my egg in the saucer. Put it in there because sometimes that egg has a little piece of white on it. I'm crazy if some people are not. But I wouldn't let that go in the egg.
Oh, really?
I eat it. They say that's another egg from me. Let it be empty. When it's empty, bam. Like the salt goes on down to the other end. The egg's done.
What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat? It's not boiled with greens, like
boiling white meat.
Huh?
Side meat.
Okay. And
salted. Got salt all over it, and a thick skin on one side of it.
What do you call that skin, you know?
It's a hog skin.
Okay.
You see, after killing them, they scrape them and all, and then some people like them like the skin. And they took the fat off of those skin. Came and took them.
And when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it?
Side of a hog.
Uh-huh.
The hip.
Well,
the hind leg.
Between the shoulders and the ham part. What do you call that part?
That's the side.
Okay. And have you ever heard it called the midline?
Well, yeah.
Is that the same thing?